Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love and feedback from my last episode, Walking Expectation. We had a powerful conversation regarding faith and just believing that whatever God said he was going to do, he's going to do it, but it's up to us to walk into it and believe it thoroughly. Thank you all for all the love, comments, and reposts. I appreciate them all. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Also, there's a link below called Flowdesk. That's a link where, one, you'll see updates from us. I promise to not spam you. You'll get updates regarding new events, new things we'll be doing this year for Easy Talk. So please be on the lookout for that. And other, with further announcements, I think we'll just hop right in. So today's discussion may be a little bit different. It's not going to be as traditional, but it's something that I wanted to share because a part of this platform ultimately is to help build disciples for the kingdom of God, for Jesus Christ, and to ultimately help people walk in their God-given purpose. And I believe that everybody watching is in leadership in some form. So today's title, title that I'm thinking of at least right now, is Lessons in Leadership. Somebody, you may be watching and you may feel like, I'm not a leader. I don't lead anybody. Yes, you do. We're all leaders. In some form or fashion, everybody watching this is a leader. Leadership is not about the big title being head of people. Leadership at its core is servanthood. We all serve each other. We all serve someone. And I think that today I want to talk about just service, serving, and how that is the true mark of a leader, says Jesus, the greatest leader that ever lived. So we're going to talk about leadership, and I want everybody today who's watching this to realize that you are a leader, whether you're leading a group at your church, whether it's amongst your friends, whether you are in a relationship. Everybody watching this, you are called to be a leader in some form or fashion. So today's anchor scriptures is our, ooh, that is terrible grammar. Boy, my English teacher watching, they be like, what you saying? That's terrible. Is our, I don't know what I was saying. but on a serious note, we're going to start with Mark 10, verses 43 through 45. And it says, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Now, I do want to stop real quick just to clarify that word slave in the Strong's Concordance, slave in scripture means to be servant, to be a servant of someone else. I don't think they were talking about, slavery in the context of how it was weaponized, in our culture. But it means to basically come up under a complete submission, to a cause or to, somebody, whether it can be like a job or something like that. And what Jesus is really showing us is that true greatness and true leadership comes from serving other people. That scripture is really saying. This next scripture I want to use today is John 13, verses 14 through 15. "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I've done to you." So this right here is Jesus speaking during the Last Supper, and he is physically washing the disciples' feet because he's trying to show them, give them a true example and say, hey, if I can wash you all's feet, y'all stinking feet, you all can do the same. And how great is it that our Lord and Savior, he's getting ready to eventually be crucified, and he's talking about leadership, being humble, and putting others before yourself. That's the ultimate mark of a leader. The ultimate mark of a leader is somebody who's able to put others before their own desires and their own wants, and their own wants and things like that. So today I have a long list of leadership lessons that I've collected, but I wanted to first anchor these lessons in scripture today, you know, from our Lord and Savior, you know, from Jesus. And so I have a long list today. I don't know if we're gonna get through all of them, but we'll try to get through as many as possible. So the first lesson, you only can go as far as your leader has went. Your team won't be able to grow unless you're growing to the capacity you've grown. So when I was writing that, in each one of these kind of principles that I've written, I went through them myself, or God has kind of took me through them in some way. What I've learned is that in leadership, I can't expect to take my team somewhere that I've not grown to myself. Example, I can't expect them to be good at, like, I say, for example, I'm running the sales team. I can't expect them to be good at cold calling if I'm not cold calling myself, and if I'm not immersing myself in cold calling tactics to show them how to be great cold callers. I'm basically giving as simple as put aimless direction in the hopes that they're going to be successful. That's not what great leaders do. A great leader is going to not only show the example, but be the example, and then constantly teach and reteach different ways and tactics to one, show the team how to cold call. So for all my leaders out there, if you're leading a team, if you're leading a small group, be that first example. Be whatever you're asking them to do, show your team that you can do it as well. There have been times in my leadership style that I've missed the mark in that, you know, with just giving directives, but not actually showing my team how to do something, or, you know, how to approach a situation. So next one, vision must be cast and set by the leader. A leader with no vision has no direction. Have you all ever followed anyone who doesn't know where they're going? As a leader, you should always have vision on where you're trying to lead your people to. So you could have a small group, right? And that goal could be, hey, by the end of this 12-week intensive process, I'm going to make sure all of you guys know how to do this, this, and this. You need to be able to communicate that to them at the start of the program so they can know where you're taking them to. If you just each week, if you're just going by week without any guidance or any vision, you're leading your team down the wrong path, and ultimately they're not going to be successful. So vision must be cast and set by the leader. A leader with no vision has no direction. Reinforcement and discipline garners respect from your team. So I say that because I think a lot of us, we can be overly kind too soon. And I think that human nature and people in particular don't take too kindly to people being so, so kind and almost overly performative nice too soon, especially when you are trying to set the foundation of your team and your organization. So if everybody out there, you know, whether you're in an organization, whether you are in a group, discipline and reinforcement of your expectations and guidelines should be set very, very early, because that right there is going to set the precedent for your team. This next one. True leadership requires sacrifice. So, this one right here is what Jesus is talking about. True leadership requires denying yourself, saying, you know what? It's not about me. How can I help you? One thing that I would do on my team is when I would be in one-on-ones with my team, I would tell them, hey, guys, this time is for you. How can I help you get to your point A to point B? Even if sometimes their goals didn't align with my individual team goals that I had like set, I would sacrifice helping them get to where they are instead of worrying about my own self and my own goals. So I want to encourage you that true leadership requires denying yourself, saying, hey, how can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I be of value to you? You can't influence what you're not. So if you're not humble, you can't expect a humble product or humble team. You can't influence what you're not. So if you're not humble, you can't expect a humble product, a humble team. So that's point blank, period. That is really clear as day. You can't expect people to be, your team to be humble if you're arrogant. You can't expect them to be hardworking if you're lazy. You can't expect them to be ambitious if you're not. You have to become and be what you want your team to reenact and be themselves. Humility is required as a leader, knowing you don't have all the answers. It's okay to not know it all. It's okay to say, I don't know. You don't have to know everything, but you should be somebody who is constantly open and available to seeking knowledge and seeking wisdom and seeking insight. It's okay to say, I don't know. Matter of fact, saying I don't know humanizes you to your team, to your group of people that you're leading. Being a know-it-all rubs people the wrong way, and it shows that you're arrogant and prideful. And then as a leader, you must be the connector. If you can't assemble the right resources and identify blind spots on your team, if you can assemble the right resources and identify blind spots on your team, you'll always be successful. So as a leader, it is important to be able to almost play quarterback. And when I say play quarterback, you need to be able to see things happen before they happen. And you need to be able to call out different things like before they are coming to fruition. And I would say that if you are a leader and you are, building a team, be able to say, hey, okay, I'm not good in this area. How can I get Dan to help me out in this area? Because he's strong in videography. That's not my strong suit. So be able to assemble the resources for your team. Okay. This next one is your greatest weakness will become extremely evident as a leader. But if you're willing, it'll become an opportunity for you to grow beyond measure. So listen, there are times when leading groups of people that your weaknesses will become apparent, but that's okay. Leadership is about servitude, but it's also about growing you. And as you grow, you realize that you're human and there's some things that you just will not be good at. That is okay. That's normal. But that's why it's about having people around you who can help one cover, not only cover your blind spots, but also help you become the best version of yourself while you're building other people up. So be encouraged that if you have weaknesses, you're like, man, I'm not good here. I'm not good there. That's normal. Every leader has weaknesses. Every leader. And I'm saying every for a particular reason. Every leader, whether they admit it or not. Success is measured by impact, not always data. Impact should be your greatest goal as a leader. I say this because sometimes data can be manipulated. Data is good to track at times, but real leadership is about impact. It's about making the people around you better. And sometimes data doesn't always quantify that. I'm gonna show you how. Sometimes leadership is about helping somebody believe in themselves more than what they did when they first came to you. Sometimes leadership is about speaking life into someone and pouring into them and helping them build that self-esteem and confidence to know that one, they can do this job and they are meant for this job. Sometimes leadership is about being able to look at someone and say, hey, you know what? You're not strong here, but give me some time. I'm gonna help you get stronger here. So, and those things aren't quantified by data. It's about impact. And for the last one for the day, it's okay to be wrong and not know something. That's how you show that as a leader, you are human and you are a person just like the people at your server. So Dan, I know I just said a whole lot, bro. What you thinking?
Man, do you have a favorite of these, or do you have something that stuck out of all the out of the whole? We went through 11 of these. Do you have anyone that like resonates with you the most, or that you really?
I think for me, vision must be cast and set by the leader. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think it's three of them I got. Vision must be cast and set by a leader. Mm-hmm. Success is measured by impact, not data. Mm-hmm. And you can only go as far as your leader has went. Your team won't be able to grow unless you're growing to the capacity you've grown.
Mm. And how have you seen these show up, I guess, or one of those show up in?
So I think professionally, I think when I first became a leader, I struggled a little bit because, admittedly so, when I was an individual contributor, I had this knack about me where I know how to figure stuff out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to coach that or teach that. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, like, I can get to an answer not in a formula way. So like, I may be able to get to the answer, but it may not be in a formula
right
that the people have prescribed or said this is the way you do it. Mm-hmm. Like I may have went from A, B to D to get to C.
Right.
Instead of going A, B, C equals D.
Right.
And you can't teach, like, it's hard to have that as a scalable process. Mm-hmm. And teach that. And that's where I feel like one of my shortcomings was as leader was like coaching and like coaching these different things, because I know how to do it a way that gets to the result.
Right.
But I don't know if it's the right way to teach.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And okay, I have a follow up. Like when you sit down with people who you've led in the past, have you gotten feedback? And like, what was some of that feedback that you received?
Yeah, bro. So, you know, I think one of my greatest assets as a leader is being able to encourage people and pour into them. Mm. I think that some of the feedback I have got was around like process oriented stuff, like, you know, becoming better with process oriented stuff, maybe more strict on like a schedule and stuff like that. But like, once again, everything that's very process oriented, because sometimes I have like a, not fly by night, but just like, yeah, we'll figure it out on the whim kind of mentality. And you lead people, you can't always have that mentality.
Yeah, right.
So I would say that has probably been one of the main things that I've had to really overcome a lot as a leader.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about like leadership is some of the best leaders I've ever encountered, or one thing that I try to embody, is that leaders listen. And that's a very kid or something that you learn as a kid, like, oh, all leaders are followers, like, but like, it's like true. It's like, you have to submit or follow somebody for me to trust your leadership. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think one of the points, it didn't say that exactly, but I think it was the one you talked about that was important. It's not the vision. It was.
You only can go as far as your leader has went. Your team won't be able to grow unless you're growing to the capacity you've grown.
Right.
Yeah.
If that capacity is a leader that doesn't listen, then how can you lead to a group of people that don't listen? Because you they're only going to emulate
what you
embody. And like, it's important to know like your team's needs or what other people needs. And the leadership stuff trickles down to your personal life and day to day life and how you lead yourself too. A lot of people just think leadership is just like telling somebody else what to do. But nah, it's about like, how do you lead yourself out of these moments?
Cause you good. That's good. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Cause sometimes you're on a one person team, like as an entrepreneur or as, what do you do when you don't report to anybody? You still have to embody or build a system that you can follow, that you
leadership.
Can scale up from not just one person, but to two people, to three people, whatever. And a lot, when you talk about preparing for the process, a lot of people don't practice how to be a leader even when they don't have nobody to lead. So when the team comes, there's no system in place that the team can then jump into to learn from or that you can lead. So yeah, it's like, I would ask our audience, like, what ship are you building? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you are trying to scale up something, or if you're trying to join a team, whatever the case may be, like, what ship are you building? If you're building a one-man ship and then your team becomes a team of 10, you're going to sink.
Yep.
Because you're not prepared for a 10-man team. You didn't practice to lead 10 people. You don't even have 10 roles to pass around. So there's a lot of things I could come up with off the top.
Same.
It's not even on the list. Do you have anything that we haven't read or that's on the list that you would like to say that a leader could embody? Or?
I mean, listening is a great point.
Yeah.
I think listening, but I think ultimately leadership, like for me, one thing that I thought that really had me set apart as a leader is that I put everybody before me. Like I really was about the betterment of how can I get you to your next level? How can I help you get to from point A to point B? Like I'm not, some leaders are selfish and they want to hold everybody back to prop themselves up. But I'm about promotion and advancement of people that's like that I'm serving or you know or that I have under me. So for me, it was always about, hey, how can I help you get to your next level in your life? You know, whether that be professional, you know, personal, spirit, like how can I help you get to your next level? And I think when you do that and you promote other people, like you can't lose that way.
A saying that I kind of just came to my head is like, and others might not agree with it, but this is my personal thing is, if you fail, you can win. But if you're not trying, you're failing.
Mm.
So like, I think a lot of people are afraid to fail when it comes to leadership or afraid to give people the opportunity. Like one big thing is like delegation. A lot of people like to talk about like how they don't want other people to offload tasks or give other people things to do. Or like you talked about it, if you're not strong at something, some people will still try to figure it out, trying to be Superman, superhero, instead of, you know, asking somebody else for help. And it's okay to fail, but it's important to learn from that mistake. Whereas a lot of people are also afraid to try, which is failing, because then at that point you're not doing any, you're not helping yourself out
at all
in that sense. You're kind of staggering yourself out. So what's the biggest lesson you've learned as a leader so far?
It's in one of these lessons right here. I'm going to hold off, but I'm going to talk about it because I can add to some more.
Mm-hmm.
A conflict is healthy.
Mm.
A conflict. I think naturally, like, you look at conflict as like, no, this is not constructive, but conflict is healthy. I think being able to navigate conflict, whether it's, you know, through conversations,
that's good.
Through disagreements, I think conflict promotes growth.
Yeah.
Because what happens is conflict is there's this friction. There's this friction. And like in that friction is tension. But when you had that tension, you're able to break through that eventually. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of that, you learn how to communicate without being angry or like, mm-hmm, super rambunctious. you're able to communicate in a way where you show people, hey, I mean, you show the other person, hey, I don't agree with you. I ain't like this, but this is how I feel about it. This is where I stand on it. And then they'll say, hey, what? I ain't like this and I ain't like that. And then at some point, you all got to come to a mutual ground of, you know, what happened. And that's not always a comfortable feeling, but in hindsight, it's so good. It's so good for the kind of growth and overall character development that God wants from us.
Yeah. Yeah. To conclude, like, one thing that I learned from my dad, I can just hear him saying it all the time, is, and this goes to any kind of leader. So a leader is not just somebody who owns a business or somebody who's running a team. A leader is the head of the household, or the leader is, like you said, in a small group at church, or whatever the case may be. It's like, my dad always used to tell me, like, son, I will never ask you to do something that I haven't done myself or that I'm not willing to do. So that don't mean you have to do it as a leader, but I'm not going to ask you something that I don't expect from, like, myself, or that I haven't done before, or that, you know, I've been where you've been, or, and understanding that aspect. And communication is also, that's all about communicating.
Yeah.
What you talk about, conflict. Like, communication is, learning how to communicate is so important when it comes to leadership. But I'm sure there's more that we can tackle.
It is. Yep. Yeah. And we do part two.
Cool.
All right, guys. See you later for next time. Part two coming real soon.